What would you do if you were the devil? If you had the job of trying to persuade men to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, what would you try to do to persuade them to do that? Well, one thing you could do is to persuade them not to believe in God, or to even believe the question of God is important at all. Or, if failing in that and they came to believe the question of God is important but went ahead and believed in Him, then you might persuade them that the Bible is not the will of God, that the Bible is simply another human book. Or you might persuade them the Bible is simply partially God's word and partially man's word, and that you can pick and choose here and there as to what part of it you'll obey and which part you will not. Or you may say that the Lord Jesus Christ is not really the Son of God, or that one does not need to obey Him to be saved, or that one can just be a sort of a good moral person and be saved. At any rate, if you could persuade men not to obey the gospel plan of salvation, that is, what is taught in the Bible that one must do to be saved, then you would have done all you need to do to persuade men to be lost. For the Bible teaches that Christ, while He offers to be the Savior of everybody, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, is actually the Savior only of those that obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Now, so far as the church is concerned, what might you do? You might try to persuade them to become unfaithful. My friends, the Bible teaches that we must not fellowship the works of darkness. And yet there are many Christians, many members of the Lord's church, who have come to compromise God's truth and who will fellowship the unfruitful works of darkness, even though this has been condemned strongly in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And even though the Bible teaches us, for instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, that we must not fellowship those who are involved in ungodly, immoral practices. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 15, that we are to withdraw ourselves from those that walk disorderly. You see, there's a very simple matter that the devil has by way of approach to us who are Christians, to persuade us to forget the great confession which we confess, to persuade us not to study the Bible, to persuade us to become bored with great and plain gospel preaching, to get our minds more on the world than it is on God and His work, to persuade us to be lukewarm, to be indifferent toward the Lord and His church and its work, to lead us to reject the view that the church is Christ's army and that every one of us is a soldier, to lead us to regard the church as only another religious body among many other equally valuable religious bodies, and, as I've suggested today, to cause us to fellowship the unfruitful works of darkness. And then to come to the last point of our study in this series, to lead us to be satisfied with mediocrity. As we look about us in the world, we find men whose only purpose, whose main purpose, is to simply make money and involve themselves in the hedonism, the pleasure madness of the world so far as the flesh is concerned. We see them working night and day, spending great sums of money to advertise their particular viewpoints, while those who claim to follow Jesus Christ are content to simply build a building on some corner somewhere and let the world go by, and not really give very much thought to the great responsibility we have to proclaim the gospel to every person in this world, forgetting the power of the Great Commission and the authority behind it when Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." The Bible makes clear we're to preach, not merely preach, but preach the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ. And we have no responsibility, we have no obligation, we have no right to preach any other message than the gospel of Jesus Christ. But our time is gone for today. This has been Tom Warren in 5 Gospel Minutes bringing you this message. And I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study from the sacred will of God.